visiting teaching message. Become an instrument in the hands of God. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. What does it mean to be an instrument in the hands of God? Alma chapter 26, verse 3. This is the blessing which hath been bestowed upon us, that we have been made instruments in the hands of God to bring about this great work. Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President. What does it mean to be an instrument in everyday terms? I think it means to nurture others. Joseph Smith called it acting according to those sympathies in our hearts. There are countless ways to be instruments in God's hands. For example, be the kind of visiting teacher you've always wanted. Ask a young single adult about what she likes to do rather than why she's not married. Share instead of accumulate. Carefully choose your dress, speech, and choice of entertainment. Smile at your husband or child who knows they've caused frustration and heartache. Put your arm around a young woman. Teach in nursery with a happy heart. Show by your attitude that you are finding joy in the journey. Sweet Moments, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, pages 107 and 109. Kathleen H. Hughes, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. The Lord has touched my spirit time and again, and more often than not, His touch has reached me through the hand of a friend. Perhaps we would feel more of His love if we looked for His hand in the actions of those who care for us. God knows the needs of His children, and He often works through us, prompting us to help one another. When we act on such promptings, we tread on holy ground, for we are allowed the opportunity to serve as an agent of God in answering a prayer. What greater goodness can we know? Christ-like friends, Liahona and Ensign, May 2005, pages 74 through 76. What can I do as an instrument in the hands of God? President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. You can be powerful instruments in the hands of God to help bring about this great work. You can do something for another person that no one else ever born can do. Blessings and a comforting peace will come to you if you can love God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke chapter 10, verse 27. If you have done your best, which you usually do, your humble offering, whatever it may be, will be acceptable and pleasing to the Lord. Instruments in the Hands of God, Liahona and Ensign, November 2005, pages 115 and 116. President Gordon B. Hinckley. There is no end to the good we can do, to the influence we can have with others. Let us not dwell on the critical or the negative. Let us pray for strength. Let us pray for capacity and desire to assist others. Let us radiate the light of the gospel at all times and all places, that the Spirit of the Redeemer may radiate from us. In the words of the Lord to Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God will be with thee whithersoever thou goest. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. The Need for Greater Kindness. Liahona and Ensign, May 2006, page 61. End of visiting teaching message. Become an instrument in the hands of God.